This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. I am pumped. I am so pumped. And, you know, I should be a little tired, you know, because I just donated blood. See, I donated blood. I practice what I preach, babies. It is National Blood Donation Day. Very, very cool. In my neck of the woods, Nevada Blood Donation Day. We got Nebraska Blood Donation Day, Georgia Blood Donation Day, Alabama Blood Donation Day, Arkansas Blood Donation Day. All these days today, I am overwhelmed by the support that people have for the local blood banks and for the American Red Cross and for Vitalant and for LifeServe and for community blood banks and for One Blood and Bonfils and, you know, all these blood banks that are out there, Texoma, Regional. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for your support and for making this happen. Now, you know, the reason why I'm like in a good mood, which is kind of rare, okay, I'm usually a little grumpy, is because you know, I watch what happens in the news. I think you and I have, all of us, it's like seeing the pictures of the Bahamas, and it just breaks your heart. It's devastating. And, you know, you see what happens with the shootings. And you hear people that are, you know, fighting for cancer. You know, my uncle had leukemia, had died within 2 weeks of his diagnosis. And you realize a lot of times that, you know, you're helpless among all these other forces. And, you know, whether you suffer from depression or you don't suffer from depression, if you have a heart, that hurts. And it really puts you down. And it makes you feel like you have no control, and it makes you scared. And what's very frustrating in the medical field is how much control patients actually have. You know, whether it comes to cancer, whether it comes to diabetes, whether it comes to their weight, whether it comes to their marriage, whether it comes to parenting, we have a lot more control than we think. And it's really depressing, and it's very, very frightening when you think you don't have control. And so, you know, when doctors teach patients about things and how to take care of themselves, a lot of our education is, you know, on what you could do. And it's not that we're trying to shift some of the work, right? Because the copays are small, and, you know, we're not making money like we used to, so we're trying to, you know, dump the load on you guys. But it's the more you're empowered, just the better things seem to be. You know, when I hear people dropping 60 pounds, and I'm like, damn, girl, you know, how did you do it? And they said, I just said, to hell with it, I'm going to do it. And so National Blood Donation Week to me and National Blood Donation Day today exemplifies this in that we didn't have a lot of blood. And every year we have blood crises. And me and a bunch of blood banks said, to hell with this, let's just do it. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're independent. I don't care if you're atheist or Jewish or Catholic, Muslim, whatever. Let's make this happen. And so we went to governors. I don't even know what their political affiliation is. I don't care. And we asked them to declare state blood donation days. And with that, it reminds people that this is something that, you know, our leaders, our state leaders want. We're hoping to eventually get the Trump administration to declare National Blood Donation Week the first week of September. Perfect timing with all the, you know, issues with hurricanes and all that. But to see people take matters into their own hands and say, we're going to do something and we're going to make something happen, is, to me, that's the American way. You know, when somebody says the American way, is, you know, you becoming successful and making a lot of money. Yeah, I guess, you know, people came to this country, they were poor, they were able to get a job, etc. You know, and so that's kind of, that's, yeah, one way, but that's not to me the American way. The American way is, you want to build something, you build it. You want to do something, you do it. You know, and crying about stuff that's happening and feeling vulnerable and feeling like, well, there's nothing I could do, or, you know, I don't have money to donate, or, you know, it's too hard or whatever. That's not the American way. The American way is getting off your ass and just doing it. Whether it's fighting for your kid when a teacher is giving them a hard time. Whether it's telling your boss that you're not going to take any more crap. Whether it's telling a customer that you're not going to abuse me. And badmouth me when I'm trying to help you behind the counter. It's, you know, and you know, maybe it's just, maybe I got a little fire up my butt right now today because I'm like, you know, we do have power. There are a lot of things we could do, and there are a lot of good we could do. I mean, donating blood, that takes maybe an hour of your time at the most. It only lasts 10 minutes, so it's really, really easy. And, I mean, it helps save lives. So, I mean, if you want to help somebody, and you have every excuse in the world to not, then, you know, donate blood. And if you can't donate blood, then host a drive. You know, tell your employer, look, I want to call Vitalant or American Red Cross or One Blood or LifeServe or whatever to come down, host a drive. They'll bring all the cookies. They'll bring all the water. I got my water. They'll bring everything. All you have to do is just sign up the other employees. And just that small act can save I don't know how many lives, because one pint of blood saves up to three lives. So you get 25 pints of blood. That's 75 lives you just saved. That's flipping cool. So I guess the moral, and I know this is a little long-winded, is National Blood Donation Day is not just about, all right, everybody donate blood. Because I know a lot of people may not be able to donate blood. If you're under 110 pounds, you might not qualify. And man, it was barely. I had to really prove that I was over 110 pounds to donate blood today. But anyway, so the point I'm trying to make is it's not just about donating blood. It's about getting a country to unite, getting a country to put politics aside, getting, you know, people who are healthy and capable to help others. And, you know, making something happen that wasn't created by some, you know, government or dictatorship or whatever. This was created by the people. We created this. We did this. And I think it's one of the most coolest things ever. So thank you guys. For any of you donating, please post your pictures, okay? And then I can post them. So if you do donate blood, post some pictures. We got blood drives throughout the United States all week long. And don't forget to get your cookies, too. And, you know, anything you can do to help the people in the Bahamas or those that are about to be afflicted with Dorian in the Carolinas, go to our website. We have information on where you can donate, what you could do. But, again, it's all about just getting together and making this happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you're going to see these headlines saying that, you know, vaping is appearing to make hundreds of people sick, and nobody knows exactly why. And I like Vox. Vox is a great site. I get a lot of news from Vox. But this really isn't a head scratcher, people. Okay, first, when it comes to vaping, I think we need to kind of put emotion aside because I'm not a fan, and I don't want people using it as a means to get off smoking. I don't trust it. If you are going to use it to get off smoking, I don't want you on it more than a few weeks. I mean, I really want it limited as possible because I don't know what the hell you're breathing in. I definitely don't want the kids breathing it. But I have to call it like it is. We need to really kind of slow our roll when it comes to this, you know, vilification of the industry and the witch hunt. And I could just see the lawsuits start, and I think everybody has to kind of take a deep breath. So what are the facts? Okay, what are the facts about vaping? Well, one is we have over 200 people that the CDC thinks got sick, a respiratory illness, because they were vapers. Personally, this isn't a fact. I think it's more based on the fact that the average doctor or history taker doesn't necessarily ask about vaping, and the average electronic medical record may not have a slot for vaping. So getting data on all our respiratory patients throughout the United States might be limited if we can't pull up and access that information. Okay, so that's a fact. But we have about 200 people plus more being investigated. There's been a lot of people who have had severe respiratory disease. They suffer from respiratory symptoms, coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain, difficulty breathing. Two, we believe, have died. The majority of them are in their late teens with no underlying health issues. Many cases also included THC-containing liquids, meaning the psychedelic component of marijuana. So, do we know if it's a virus? Do we know if it's a bacteria that's causing the illness? We don't know. We are not seeing sputum cultures. So basically, if you get admitted to the hospital and we think you have pneumonia, we're going to have you cough, you know, into a container. And then we're going to send that to the lab. And we're going to do other containers to look for tuberculosis, some containers to look for aerobic bacteria, anaerobic bacteria to see which bacteria need air, which don't. And there's also virus testing we could do based on blood antibodies. And so if the cultures are coming back negative and people have severe lung illness, then we think it's more inflammatory. We do a process of exclusion. We do a deductive reasoning in terms of, well, okay, if we don't think it's this or we don't think it's this, then it probably has to be this. Now, this quote-unquote mysterious illness still needs to be diagnosed. You know, maybe we can't find the virus or the bacteria because we don't have a test to test for it. Maybe this is a lung disease that is affecting people that are younger. And since the majority of young people vape, coincidentally, it's happening in vapors. Now, again, I know I haven't talked like this before about the vaping situation because I'm not a fan of vaping. But I need to be very honest and objective with you guys because that's my job as your radio doctor. So I would love to blame vaping for a bunch of respiratory illness. And I even told you before the stories came out, I started to notice a lot of my younger patients who was having lung issues, you know, coughing and very severe upper respiratory infections, they were vapors. So personally, I think what's going on is the vaping is making the lungs weaker, causing them to have a more difficult time fighting an infection, or it's causing inflammation. And so the inflammation is what is the problem and not the infection. And we've talked about that. Well, now they have a study that's been released saying that vaping may hamper the lungs' ability to fend off infections. Again, that's kind of a no-brainer. So what they think could be happening is that the vapor, whether it has nicotine or THC or whatever, made the lung, when they tested this in mice, they made the lungs' defenses in these mice compromised, shall we say. And so they found that some of the inflammatory cells that fight infection weren't working as well because they were exposed to these chemicals. Now, again, most of you guys are like, well, no, duh. Well, yeah. So lungs are supposed to exchange gas. Oxygen comes in, carbon dioxide is supposed to go out. So oxygen goes in, oxygen has to get carried to the tissues, carbon dioxide has to go out. So that gets put into the blood, and then, you know, we exhale and things like that. And so pollution, bacteria, viruses can all hitch a ride, according to Wired. And And so when you are breathing in extra crap and it's could be sticky, it could be wet, it could have compounds, pathogens can hitch a ride onto that. I mean, how many of people's vape cartridge is sterile? Now, they put their mouth on it and then they breathe it in. So macrophages are these cells in your body that they look like Pac-Man to me. They act like Pac-Man, and they basically find bugs, pathogens, things like that, and they envelop them, and then they get rid of them. Well, they think maybe these could be affected by the vaping. There's also a thin layer of lipids that coat the lungs. This lipid layer is supposed to kind of catch, kind of like a spider web or a sticky layer, invaders and toxins. Bind to them, prevent them from reaching the air sacs. That's why when you cough up goop, you know, that's kind of part of it. And they think that the solvents in this mouse study could upset the lipids or sabotage the macrophages cleanup work. That's according to Dr. Karad Mant. Now, they're not exactly sure what's going on, but this is what they're guessing. So what we need to do when it comes to vaping is we need to slow down use. We need to urge people have caution. I don't know if I'm a big fan of suing and making things illegal and things like that, but I think we need to study these devices as quickly as possible. We need to tell everybody that we are in the process of studying and they could be dangerous. You know, which some news sites are doing that. But also, in medicine, keep that open ear and open eye that there may be something else going on, and we're being distracted by the whole vaping thing. Like, one thing that I think we might be getting duped on, that I'm a little worried about, and I had written an article on this a couple years ago, is when people get the flu and die, they don't necessarily die of the flu. The flu rarely kills you, but it's the pneumonia that you can get. And so if you get a pneumonia when you have the flu, the number one cause of death, flu-related death, is pneumonia. Now, we talk about getting the flu shot, and the flu shot saves lives. We talk about the pneumonia shot, but we really don't have the average person, you know, getting their pneumonia shot. And the one thing I was nervous about when we had an uptick in flu-related deaths is the news kept saying, okay, well, we have all these flu-related deaths, flu kills this much, but we found out that tens of thousands of these people died of pneumonia. Did we have a nastier strain of pneumonia that year? Did we have a drug-resistant pneumonia? Did anybody even study the pneumonia? So we were so distracted with the flu story and so one-track minded that we didn't go, okay, you guys cover the flu story. Some of us start thinking laterally and looking at this pneumonia that's killing everybody, all these flu patients. So that's why I get nervous. The same reason why I got nervous with the whole, you know, measles outbreak. The story was all about the anti-vaxxers. You can't have a one-track mind. Maybe we had a, you know, inept vaccine, which is why we had an outbreak. Maybe it's because we had a nastier strain of measles. But if nobody's going to stop and open up their mind because they just want to go down that one track, you know, and have that one narrative, we're going to be, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot. So with vaping, yes, vaping is an issue. I don't like any of the crap these kids are breathing in. I'm not a fan at all. But we might have a new weird respiratory illness that we need to be looking at. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is slowly moving up the East Coast, expected to bring strong storm surges and hazardous conditions to the Carolinas and moving up towards Virginia. Jennifer Adams lives along the coast in South Carolina.
You do live in a place where there's hurricanes, so you have to expect it. It's like complaining about tornadoes in Oklahoma. The high tides are tomorrow around the same time that it's supposed to be parallel to the coast of us, and that's just a big mix of the worst possible conditions. I know this place floods anyway when it rains really bad, so I honestly don't know what to expect here.
Investigators believe they've recovered all but one of the victims from the dive boat fire on Monday. That boat went up in flames, killing 34 people. Now the Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board are trying to figure out what exactly happened. NTSB's Jennifer Homendy tells Fox News there's a lot to do.
Collecting a number of documents and other data. Our focus is raising the vessel from under the water.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So how many of you guys suffer from migraines? I used to. Now that my hormones are getting a little better, they're getting there. But migraines are horrible. Migraines, I don't even think we really know why people get them. They are just so crippling. In fact, I can't even talk about it because I'm going to get one. I don't even think I want to talk about it because I'm going to start getting a headache. They're just really, really bad headaches. Well, I won't describe anything anymore. I'll move on with the story really quickly. But, because if I get a migraine, I'm screwed for the day. And it's National Blood Donation Day, and I got, like, a lot to do today. So, there's a study suggesting that older women with dementia are almost three times more likely to have had a history of migraines. Which makes us wonder if those of us that have suffered from migraines are going to be more likely to get dementia. Now, Alzheimer's is particularly linked with migraines. It affects 1 in 5 women and almost 1 in 12 men. Researchers believe that extreme headaches may cause inflammation of the brain, that could cause neurological damage, and that could cause memory loss. Well, the other thing, too, is, I mean, if I get a migraine, I hit Excedrin migraine. Usually one will do it. Very rarely I've had to have two, because you got to hit it early. But I don't mess around. And so I'll just go and take one of those. So you wonder if the caffeine or the anti-inflammatory in it might be the cause. I don't know. I mean, just a link, just to think about. So they looked at 700 people aged 65 or older about their history of migraines, and they tracked them for 5 years, during which 51 of them developed dementia. Now, the study is small, and they said no men with dementia that they looked at had a history of migraines. But women with dementia were found to be three times as likely to have suffered those headaches. Those with Alzheimer's were 4.2 times more likely. So it means people who suffer from headaches may be at greater risk and could be monitored more closely. Now, I got to tell you something I'm noticing with memory, all right? I'm going to be really honest here. I'm, like, too honest. Okay. I remember things. I have a fairly good memory. I would learn the whole class of 120-some people. In fact, one of the classes I had recently taught was about 183 students. I learned all their names. I was able to call on them in class. I could learn names. I could learn birthdays. Probably social security numbers. I never even tried, but phone numbers. I could memorize a whole bunch of stuff. I got through school. I mean, it's very, memory is easy for me. But the one thing I've been noticing that's been happening with me lately is I don't have short-term memory loss or long-term memory loss, but middle-term memory issues. In terms of, my husband was like, yeah, you know, remember we rented that car? And I don't, no, I don't. Remember we ate at this restaurant? I don't remember. And what I think is happening is when I had the kids, and they were young, and in the office, and I was, you know, starting the show, and I was managing all sorts of stuff, I didn't put stuff to memory like you would when you have an amazing relationship, or it's a really good movie, or, you know? And so stuff would happen, and I was going through the motions. Now, a lot of us have been overworked and going through the motions. And I think there's a lot of us where we're having that conversation with our spouse going, I really don't remember us having that conversation. I really don't remember going out with that couple. Really? And it's not that it wasn't significant to you. It was just you had so much going on that it didn't have time to process. And I think the one thing we need to talk about in terms of memory is you really need to stop and smell the roses and savor that memory. You know, I take my memory for granted. You know, here I am organizing, you know, 50 states with National Blood Donation Week. And I remember that, you know, this state has American Red Cross as their primary blood bank. This state has One Blood. This state has United Blood Services. And for some reason, I could figure all that out. I just, apparently it knew exactly where to go into the memory. Now, maybe it's because I had to type it out at one point. Maybe it's because I had to make a list. Maybe it's because I had to make the governor proclamations. I don't know. But there was something I did that allowed that to go into my memory. Yet my husband had a conversation with me the other day about something that I should have remembered, and I just looked at him like, what the hell are you talking about? And so one thing that I think we probably need to discuss when it comes to memory loss and dementia is if you are midlife, like I am, and you think that these, you know, there's going to be memories that you're going to forget later, we need to start working harder on putting stuff to memory. you know? So let's say your kid is in band. You know, and your kid goes to band, you drop them off, the kid's in band, you know the kid's in band. Okay? But you've never really stopped and listened to him play that piece. Why don't you go to one of the band practices? Well, I know. Okay? We're talking, do you want to save your memory or not? Go to the band practice. Go to the recital. You know, put things in memory. Sometimes you just need to stop and really absorb that memory. Slow it down. And, you know, I've never given myself that advice until now because I'm getting sick and tired of all these things that apparently were significant when my kids were growing up and my kids remember, and I don't. Why? Because I was like, yeah, that's nice. And I was changing the baby's diaper, and I was running to work, and I was doing call, and I was, so nothing went to memory. And I really fear that I miss a lot of my kids' life, even though I was there, because I didn't put it to memory. I don't even know where the pictures are. You know, we had phones that would take pictures. I don't even know where those phones are, because we never uploaded them, or we did upload them, and I don't know where that computer is. So I'm kind of going through that right now where I wish I could have done more. But back to you guys that suffer from migraines. One thing that helped my migraines was starting to hit an age where I'm going into menopause. And once the hormone fluctuations throughout the month calmed down, that stopped. The other thing, too, is sometimes my migraines are triggered by my neck. After having a couple car accidents, I think my neck vertebrae, if it goes out, it triggers a migraine. So my husband's a chiropractor, so he could, you know, readjust my neck. But if I sleep with a bad pillow, I get a migraine. Well, maybe that's not a true migraine. Maybe that's a cervicogenic headache. A lot of men get cluster headaches. You know, they call them migraines, but they're different. They're stress-induced. They're pretty severe, feel just like a migraine. But the moral to the story is headaches aren't good. And sometimes your headache could be the result of your blood pressure being elevated. So if you have elevated blood pressure, your headache could go up. You could have a headache. Now, people will call telemedicines going, yeah, you know, I have a headache, it's a migraine, so send me some migraine medicine. We're really not supposed to, in medicine, have you on migraine medication if you have high blood pressure. And so if we can't test your blood pressure, how do we know that your headache isn't from a blood pressure issue? Blood pressure fluctuations could do that too. So when you get a headache, I want you to check your blood pressure, maybe even your blood sugar. You know, maybe your vitamins are off, like magnesium and things like that. But yeah, there is migraine medication out there. There's been data on stroke risk with people that have had migraines. Pretty frightening, pretty scary for some. We're actually going to be talking stroke risk with vegetarians. That was a study that just came out, kind of blew my mind. But a lot of people with migraines are at risk for stroke later. So I suggest that anybody that has headache issues to see a neurologist. One, the neurologist can help with the headaches. Two, they can evaluate if it's not that there's something else going on. You know, one theory is maybe the reason why you're having headaches is because you've had mini strokes. And maybe your symptomatology is coming from, you know, not as much blood flow. A lot of people talk about oxygen therapy. I think oxygen therapy at night is fantastic. These are some things to think about. 1-877 Dr. Ali. Vegetarians might have a higher risk of stroke than meat eaters. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
DOCDALI. All right, so a lot of people, they have their panties all up in a bunch on this one. There's a study reported here by CNN that vegetarians, sorry guys, Vegetarians may have a higher risk of stroke than meat eaters. This isn't funny, okay? Look, I love vegetarians. I know a lot of people make fun of the vegetarians. I don't. I'm in love with anybody who's vegan or vegetarian because that means more meat for me. So, this study doesn't make me feel good at all, but they're saying that if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you might be at higher risk of stroke than a meat eater. Now, I don't buy it. Okay, this is one of these studies where you're like, okay, come on. So basically, what had happened was they found that vegetarian and vegans, and I'll talk to you about the difference, had a 20% higher risk of stroke than meat eaters, and particularly the hemorrhagic stroke. There's two types of strokes. The more common one is an ischemic stroke, where you lose blood flow to parts of the brain, either by little cholesterol plaques or vasospasm, or, you know, lack of blood flow going to parts of the brain is like ischemic. Well, a stroke is lack of good blood flow and oxygen to the brain. You can have that because of clot, or you can have it because there's a hemorrhage, or there's a bleed. And if a vessel is bleeding, it's not actually going to where it's supposed to. So they're talking about hemorrhagic stroke risk with vegans and vegetarians. So they translated that into 3 more cases of stroke per 1,000 people over 10 years. Now, this study was done by Dr. Tong. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find from Tammy Tong, a nutritional epidemiologist at the Nuffield Department of Population Health at the University of Oxford. And she says there is some evidence which suggests that very low cholesterol levels could be associated with hemorrhagic stroke. So they think also vegetarians and vegans may be low in B12, and that B12 may be protective when it comes to hemorrhagic stroke. Remember, hemorrhagic stroke is the bleeding kind. So I'd like to see a study on vegetarians and vegans with ischemic stroke, because my guess is they would be doing better with that. So they say the research shows that people who cut meat out of their diet, not happening in my family. We really love our meat. Love the meat. Research shows those of us seems to be at a little bit of risk. But, okay, I remember there was a study that came out about a year ago saying vegetarians do better than meat eaters when it comes to heart. They actually talked about pescatarians. Pescatarians were not at stroke risk, at a higher stroke risk. And, in fact, they seem to be doing the best. Okay, so let's kind of just review what all these Aryans are. And I'm not talking about Aryans, like Nazi-era Aryan. I'm talking about, like, vegetarian. Okay, so vegan. Vegan to me is the most strict, because vegan means no animal products. So if you want to have a bagel and cream cheese, you can't do it if you're vegan. If you want to have a bagel with butter, can't do it. I think you could have a bagel and jelly. I'm not sure, but I'm not really big on jelly or even bagels. I think I'm kind of sick of bagels. So I'm not, you know, just as long as I have like a Hostess cupcake. But anyway, so they can't have eggs. They can't have dairy. They don't use honey or beeswax or gelatin. This is according to vegetariannation.com. And they also don't use animal products like silk, leather, and wool. So for those of us into leather, can't be vegan. Okay. Okay. But look, I love the vegans. Honestly, I'm jealous of the vegans because they don't have to dress up in leather. I'm jealous of the vegans because they, you know, they, again, they're very disciplined and they're able to eat how they eat, and that takes a lot of discipline. I mean, I cannot walk by an Outback without pulling in. These vegans can just drive by Outback and go, see ya. That's a lot of self-control. Then you have the lacto-vegetarians. So the vegetarians are all now divided up. I don't know if you guys knew about this. So a lacto-vegetarian does not eat red or white meat, fish, fowl, or eggs, but they will take in dairy products. So they'll take in cheese, they'll take in milk, and they'll take in yogurt. Now, you see, to me, I can't stand dairy. I can't stand milk. Milk, to me, is one of the most disgusting beverages out there. Maybe a White Russian, I could tolerate it. Or chocolate milk. Maybe I could do chocolate milk, but I am not a fan of milk. So, you know, if somebody made me become a vegetarian, and then a lacto-vegetarian, that's just torture to me. Then you have the ovo vegetarian, and an ovo, right, like ovum. Ovo vegetarians do not eat red meat, white meat, fish, fowl, or dairy products, but they will eat egg. And so you can have like an egg salad, I guess. Oh, no, but you think you got to watch out for some of the other components in that. Okay. And then you could have a lacto-ovo-vegetarian. So, yeah, you guys are going to be, we're going to have pop quiz on this. So your lacto-ovo-vegetarian, your lacto means you could have the milk or anything with lactate, and then your ovo means you could have egg. Still no meat, no fish. Then this is the one I just don't get. The pescatarians. Okay, I get why you're vegan, because I love animals. I get that. I get why you're vegetarian. I, for the life of me, don't understand how you could devote your diet to a fish. I mean, fish? I hate fish. I mean, if I have to eat some tuna, I'll eat some tuna. But Lord, maybe some salmon. So pescatarians restrict their meat consumption to only fish and seafood. Yeah, I can't eat seafood. So it's really hard to do. And they don't eat red meat, white meat, or fowl. So they are considered a semi-vegetarian or flexitarian. Now, flexitarian is where you have a plant-based diet, and a lot of people are flexitarians. You know, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, if they're going to be, you know, are you going to be observing the Jewish holidays? You know, or, you know, are you doing Lent? Or are you, you know, in the spring, I try to figure out, you know, if people are going to not have bread, I need to know what to serve. And they're like, oh, I'm a flexitarian. And then I have to look it up and go, what the hell is that? So flexitarian, I thought, meant you just do whatever the hell you want, but you still call yourself a tarian. Now, that's kind of what I was starting to do. When it was, like, really, really popular to become a vegan or a vegetarian or whatever, I was like, oh, guys, I'm a flexitarian. Waiter's like, what the hell does that mean? I go, I'm just like them. They're like the vegetarian, but I'm a flexitarian. So I, you know, do the whole diet thing, too. I'm pretty trendy. Pretty trendy. So, flexitarians may have some meat. That's me. And they usually do plant-based diet. Mostly plant-based diet, but they'll stick some meat in it. So, basically, that's somebody kind of eating healthy that eats meat. But because they're going through the motion and not eating hamburgers and stuff like the rest of the people do, they want the label of being an Aryan, and that's why we give them a flexitarian. You got poyotarians. Poyotarians, those are the ones that will eat fish. So they'll have a semi-vegetarian diet and eat fish. And you know what? I get that, because if you aren't doing anything restrictive on your diet, you might as well get props. You might as well get credit. You might as well get the sympathy. So I think I am, if I really had to look at my diet, I am a red meat and potato, sugar, Jack and Diet Coke-itarian. I'm an Outback Steakhouse-itarian. Yeah, I'm hungry, man. I just donated blood. See, I donated blood. So I want my meat. I need my protein for my B12. So anyway, guys, with this study on the B12, I wouldn't panic about it, okay? I wouldn't panic. I think it's just one study showing that maybe there might be some vitamin deficiencies. And most people that I know that are vegan or vegetarian, they're watching their vitamins. So you just still want to make sure you're getting your essential amino acids through your diet, and you want to make sure you're getting your essential vitamins, all right? And there are a lot of vitamins through plant-based, but you can lack B12 because B12 comes from meat. Okay, so we're coming up on the end of the hour. It is National Blood Donation Week. It is Nevada Blood Donation Day and most state blood donation days, so go out there and donate blood. Thank you, guys. Love you, guys. Bye.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. You've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.